Hello.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I was returning a request, a call back from customer support.
Yes, we was noticing on our banking account that there was money withdrawn from our bank from you guys, and we have never been to your store.
I'm happy to search for you here. What's your name and zip code?
It's under Roy Beverly. Zip code's 24293.
Said last name is Beverly. Could it be under a Sarah Beverly?
Yeah, that's me. I'm the wife.
Okay. For security, can you confirm a matching street address?
10374 Wheatley Road, Wise, Virginia.
All right, thank you. It'll be just a moment for me to load up the details here. Appreciate your patience, ma'am. The information's still trying to load on the account. Once it does, I'll be able to let you know what the billings had been for.
Okay.
All right. So what I've pulled here, it looks like this is stemming from an order placed back on the 3rd of December. $7.95 had been paid as a sweepstakes entry. It was a chance to enter and win a cruise set for your kitchen. And that sweepstakes enrollment had led to the billing of $67.32 on the 8th, which...
What, the sweepstakes, the winning of that pot was only $7.95. I'm not paying those $60-some dollars for that pot. The pot was supposed to have been free, and all I had to do was pay shipping.
Sounds like there was a misunderstanding on what you had enrolled into. The $7.95 is not a shipping charge. We're not mailing out that set. That was a sweepstakes. It was a contest to enter and win that set. And it was explained in the terms, if you don't win, you are going to be enrolled into the main contest. And we do provide, as compensation, our gift voucher to our online discount shopping store, which is what the fee was built for. It's not the set, but for the $125.
Well, I haven't got that, and I don't want it. I thought that I was paying $7.95 for the shipping and handling of winning that. If I'm not winning, I don't want it. I wouldn't have never ordered it.
Sorry if the terms weren't explained in a better manner, if you hadn't taken a moment to review the full information. If the membership's no longer required or wanted, we can cancel. That'll prevent all future billings for you. We sent this voucher to the sarahbeverly8@gmail.com.
I haven't got anything.
I'm happy to provide the support email. No, ma'am, I've already explained. You did not pay shipping and handling. We did not mail out that set.
I know that. What's the 67 then?
That was for the emailed gift voucher in the amount of $125. Again, sent to sarahbeverly8@gmail.com. Would you want the support email it was sent from?
I'm going to look right here, right now, because I know I haven't got no voucher. I don't want no set. I was only getting that because I thought it was for free. So that needs to be refunded back to my bank.
I'm sorry, ma'am. This was all explained when you submitted the charge through.
As no, it just had a big yellow banner saying that you paid the $7.95.
There are
now, if you have a magnifying glasses, you could have read the rest of it.
That's not fine print, ma'am. I'm sorry you feel that way. It's included on the order form, and it's for every customer's review. As a courtesy, we would only be able to refund 35% of the membership fee billed.
That's not right. I want all of it refunded.
Not able to do so. I'll reach out to my supervisor. I'll explain the misunderstanding and see what further they can do to help.
Well, then let me have the supervisor.
We all handle calls per the terms, ma'am. I'm just seeing if there's anything she can extend as a courtesy. I'm waiting on her response.
And this was supposed to have been done through Kohl's. I have another one in my email saying, congratulations. Get started now. The La Cruz set. And the rest of it is in so small detail, you're going to have a magnifying glass. And because I'm trustworthy, I figured I paid that $7.95 and I got me a pot.
That is written there does explain what membership you are enrolling to. And I'm sorry if you have a hard time noticing what's written there. It's provided for every customer's review. You went ahead and presented.
That's fine. But I'm saying I don't want it. You can have that voucher back, and I want my refund, is what I'm saying.
It had already been sent per the terms you agreed to.
Well, then I'll send it back.
It's non-rescindable.
Well, then it can be sent back.
No, I'm sorry. It can't. That's what I just explained. My supervisor did offer as a courtesy to help you out to settle with a 50% refund on the membership fee. That's refunding $33.66.
There should be a law against this. Y'all are false advertising is what y'all are doing. You put a big old banner saying that you won something, and then you put in fine print some other membership. Why would I pay for $100 and some for a membership? Why would I do that?
It's explained what our customer is receiving
what's
for
the membership
fee.
To? What's it to? What's the membership
for? Our online
for?
Discount shopping store, where I explained, we emailed your gift voucher and our web link.
I am in my email right now, and it is not there. And I have not deleted no emails. I still have the Kohl's winner saying that I won that pot. What would it be the name? Because all
the
names that's on here is not from no.
One moment. I'll find that support email.
I'll call the Better Business Bureau because this is not right. And there is no... no email in here.
Not
oh, no, they'll refund $37 of it.
Well, what about the rest of it? What's it for?
Some kind of membership to a discount store. Get on there and read that fine print because that does not say there. 4 free.
4 free if you buy their membership.
Appreciate your patience. So you would need to be searching for support at trydependablenewlyretailershop.com.
Let me write this down. What was it called again?
Support at Try Dependable Newly.
What? Newly?
Newly, yes, newly.
Okay.
Retailer shop.com.
I can tell you right now that is not in my email, and I'll even look in my trash because it is not in there, and I have not deleted nothing in here for a couple weeks now.
Yes, ma'am. I would strongly suggest you double-check in any social subfolders or junk and spam mail as our emails can be redirected. I'm waiting on my supervisor's response. She advised that she will, as a one-time courtesy, force through a full refund for your membership fee. She has a few adjustments to make to ensure everything's final. Once she's done, she'll provide me your confirmation number to keep in your records.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. She advised that the refund would settle within 3 to 5 business days. This confirmation number is going to be 7862658555.
Okay, let me read it back to you. It's 7862658555.
That's right.
Okay. Three to five days, you said?
That's right.
Okay. They need to redo that thing because that is totally not right. But,
is there anything else for you today?
No, that'll be all.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.